So as you all know, or if you don't know, I will tell you. At this time of year, everybody makes lists of what they should be thankful for. Psychologists write articles about how being thankful makes you healthier and happier, and if you're thankful, you'll be nicer to other people. And amidst all this thankfulness, it's important that someone tell you what you shouldn't be thankful for. So here I am. Because I'm going to tell you a great secret about being thankful. You know it, like most great secrets, but like most great secrets, we don't think about it very much, so I am here to remind you. And here's the illustration that I think will be helpful in conceptualizing, that is, in imagining this secret. It's the story of a man who was enlisted, and the army psychologist in the opening session for all the enlisted men told them that he was going to teach them something very important about life. And he stood in front of a huge white wall. And in the very center of the wall, he made a black dot. And he said to them, "Now what do you see?" And they all raised their hands. And he called on one of them and he said, "A black dot." And he said, "Do you all agree with that?" And of course they all agreed. And he said, "Here is your first lesson. All of you see a black dot. What I see is a huge white wall with a tiny black dot." He said, "Every time something goes wrong, it's all anyone sees. They only see the black dot. But in fact, surrounding that one thing that went wrong is 1,000 things that went right, but we don't see it because it went right." Now here's the secret. That's how thankfulness works for each of us in our own lives. That is, you could be really thankful right now. You could count your blessings. You could be grateful that you have food, that you have a roof over your head, that you have family, that you have people you love, people who love you, that you have cable, that you have all those things. And yet, if when this service is over, you go down and you discover that you have a flat tire, or somebody broke the window to your car, or dented your bumper, all of a sudden that all goes out the window and you're miserable. "I can't believe this happened to me. My luck. I'm the one who got a flat tire." Now here is the secret of thankfulness that I am leading to. When it comes to ourselves, we see the black dot. When it comes to other people, we see the white wall. I can't imagine why that person on food stamps is complaining. After all, they're getting free food. I don't get it. All these groups that claim victimhood and discrimination. After all, they're in the freest country in the world. And yet, believe me, tomorrow, as Jews, we will be the first to claim victimhood and discrimination. Because when it comes to ourselves, we see the black dot. When it comes to other people, we see the white wall. So here is what I want to suggest to you that we learn on Thanksgiving. It's how to be unthankful for the bad things that happen to other people. I told you that when the rabbis went to Israel and we met with Shimon Peres and someone asked him what was the greatest contribution of the Jews to the world, he said, "Dissatisfaction." And what he meant was not, "I'm upset with what happens to me." He meant we look at the world and we realize all the things that are still wrong with it. It's like my friend Joseph Epstein once said. He said, "A sad Jew is a happy Jew." But there is something to that. We should a certain lack of thankfulness for others, on behalf of others, not on behalf of ourselves, is a good thing. When you walk downstairs and the guy next to you have a flat tire, you should be upset for him. But he should be okay with it. He's the one who should say, "It's only a flat tire. I'm going home to a house that's warm and dry and full of food. And if it takes me a little longer to get there, it'll take me a little longer." It's hard to develop that kind of attitude. The halakha, Jewish law, has a very succinct way of putting it. It says that the good posek, the good person, the good decider of law, is machmir al atzmo umekil al acherim. He's tough on himself and lenient with others. In other words, he sees where he could be better, but he gives others a break. He understands their challenges and his own blessings. That's really what Thanksgiving is supposed to be about. We're not supposed to sit at the table and say, wow, those people next door are lucky. That's not Thanksgiving. We're supposed to realize that we are unfathomably blessed, that we live better than the wealthiest, richest, luckiest person did 100, 200, 500, 1,000 years ago. In so many ways, modern medicine, modern dentistry, transportation, heating and cooling, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. It just goes up and up and up and up. So we should feel very grateful. But we should recognize that the modern world also has its dislocations, its problems, its inequalities, its hunger, its poverty, its want, its sorrow. And so we should feel ungrateful on behalf of others who are suffering and who are in trouble. Man, said the essayist Hazlitt, is the only animal that both laughs and cries because he is the only animal struck by the difference between what is and what could be. That's what we're supposed to be struck by. Yes, we are very lucky. There are a lot of people in America who aren't as lucky as we are. In fact, Rabbi Guzik mentioned this earlier, but it's worth remembering. There's a very interesting article in either the LA or the New York Times, I don't remember which paper I read it in, that talked about the fact that those markets that cater to the less fortunate, the less wealthy, are having deeper sales than ever and opening earlier than ever, opening Thursday night at 10 o'clock so people can get there after Thanksgiving dinner because of the terrible economy. But the wealthier, the upscale markets, the ones that line Rodeo Drive, they're having fewer sales, not more. Because the people in the bubble are feeling lucky and happy. So we should realize that there's a lot of want out there, and there's a lot of blessing in us. And we should be thankful and unthankful. See our own wall and other people's black dots. When you hear Tikkun Olam, which is one of the most used and overused phrases in the world, realize that what the tradition is saying is that the world is broken. It's broken. Tikkun Olam means fixing the world. You don't have to fix something that isn't broken. And it is part of our responsibility as Jews to develop eyes that see other people's brokenness, not only our own. That realizes when we look across the world that we are extraordinarily fortunate to live in this land. And feel a sense of responsibility to those whose world is shattered, impoverished, bereaved, bereft, and broken. So on this holiday of Thanksgiving, I will remind you that tonight and tomorrow, as you heard, we begin the month of Kislev, which is the month of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, everything that Hanukkah is about, all the other things that it's about, if you reduce it to its essence, it's about lighting a candle at the darkest time of year. So you see the darkness, but you don't let it rest there. You make it brighter. You take from the thankfulness you have and you spread it to the world. That's our task. That's our mission. It's what God wants of us. And on this new month of Kislev, when we put our Chanukiah in the window to declare to the world that we're here to bring light, let's bring light by being grateful and unthankful, by being glad for the blessings we have and bringing light to those who need us. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.